Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, Dungeons & Doritos fans. This is Cap. And you might want to chew and swallow that last mouthful of chips, because I've got some bad news. You good? Okay, here's the thing. Dungeons & Doritos is going on hiatus. We've got one more episode coming out later this month, July, and that's it for the foreseeable future. It's nothing we wanted to happen, and the reason why is well out of our hands and very important. Rule's dad is dying of cancer, and it's up to Rule to take care of all of his affairs. Not only is cancer a terrible, terrible disease, but it's a tremendously fickle one. In Rule's dad's case, what we know is this. It's terminal. And presently, he's got anywhere between 2 months and 2 years of fight left in him. I've told Rule that if there's anything we as a community can do to help, to please let us know. But for now, all there is to do is wait for more information to come in. Obviously, D&D can't continue without its game master. As soon as Rule is able to return, he will, and we'll get this campaign up and running again. In the meantime, we'll keep you posted with any new developments. We haven't ruled out the possibility of telling some other stories on the side while our main quest is on hold, but any new project takes a lot of planning, so for now, we're going to take this opportunity to redirect our efforts to other RPG projects that we've been working on, such as finishing up Star Wreck, our sci-fi RPG miniseries, getting Pokeballs of Steelix, our Pokemon RPG series, up and running again, and I'm developing a new miniseries installment of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. This D&D news is doubly rough for the network because it comes hot on the heels of another unfortunate announcement. Only last week, Ghostbusters Resurrection announced it was going on hiatus too, until Doug can find a new, better-paying job so he can afford the time for the in-depth production that the series requires. Obviously, we'd like to hire him instead, but that goal is still a long ways off, and financially, things aren't great for Nerdy Show either. In some respects, this hiatus might be a good thing, because after the way things went this past month, we might not have been able to afford to produce D&D on a regular schedule anymore. As you probably know, we're almost entirely funded by listener donations via Patreon. We're still making enough to keep the lights on and continue to offer monthly compensation to all of our affiliate series, but only just. Patreon is a fickle mistress. It's an amazing tool for fans and creators alike to keep projects aloft, but it can also be a house of cards. In our case, we have a small number of fans giving a lot of money. It's a tremendous and beautiful thing, and we are so, so grateful for everyone's belief in the programming we make. But in our current situation, there's danger, because when high-powered patrons hit hard times, we hit them too. That's why even small support means a lot. This goes out to all the casual listeners out there who love these stories and want to see them continue. If you like what we do, please consider donating even just $1. It all truly adds up. Another way you can help is to get the word out. We got lots of downtime now, so there's plenty of time for people to catch up. Share Dungeons & Doritos with a friend, or rate and review us on iTunes. There's also a new platform for podcast discovery that recently debuted, and we think it could be the next big thing for podcasting. It's called Podchaser, and it's currently in closed beta, but we've got access codes. For those codes and more info, head to nerdyshow.com/podchaser. It's not only for rating and reviewing shows, but also your favorite episodes. And there's a lot of other awesome features currently available and soon to be available. We are all of us profoundly grateful to all of you for joining us on these stories and encouraging us to take what was meant to be a joke episode and build it into characters we love and a world that continues to bring us a ton of joy. Hopefully, we'll get back to it soon, because believe me, you're not the only ones wondering what happens next. So, to recap, one more episode, then a hiatus of undetermined length. In the meantime, we're going to be working on other RPG projects that hopefully will surprise and delight. We'll update the podcast feed as new info becomes available. Please do support us on Patreon if you can. Hitting our next goal ensures that once D&D comes back, all the costs of production, like hiring editors and so on, will be taken care of. In the meantime, those funds that would be for D&D will help us finish up our other projects, Star Wreck, Call of Cthulhu, and Pokeballs of Steelix. Also, you might be interested to know that in a few months, Liberty will be getting into the RPG audio drama game as well with their upcoming series Liberty Vigilance. And there's a new miniseries of The Orphans coming July 6th. We'll keep on keeping on, and as long as we've got you fine folks by our side, we won't stop telling weird stories. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.